I'd like you to take your Bibles tonight and turn with me to Psalm 23. Psalm 23 is the Psalm of the Great Shepherd, and certainly we're just going to zero in on one verse tonight. Psalm 23, verse 4. But I think it'd be good to read the whole psalm here. The Bible says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father, we thank you for these precious promises that so typifies the great shepherd of our souls. We thank you that he is ever faithful, and that all of the promises that he makes to us, he fulfills. Father, I pray tonight that you might help us to remember these promises in time of tribulation and trial, and yes, even in sorrow. Father, we thank you that these promises can gird our soul and help us to have the comfort that we so desperately need in a world of sorrow. And so, Lord, we pray tonight that as we look into Psalm 23, verse 4, that you will remind us of who you are as the Great Shepherd. We pray for the Brown family tonight. Father, we know that they have suffered a great loss in Troy and now in Gary. And Lord, we ask for your special grace, that it would be abundant. Father, you said in your word that your grace is sufficient, that the power of God might rest upon us. So, Father, we ask for that power for those in need tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. This portion of Psalm 23 gives the details of the shepherd and the sheep leaving the familiar pastures for higher ground. Along the way to the alpine meadows, they would travel through rugged valleys. The valleys were filled with dangers for the sheep and the shepherd. Rampaging rivers in flood, rock slides, deep ravines, poisonous plants, predators, awesome storms, or sleet and hail. Left behind would be the peaceful pastures and the still waters. The upward path drew the sheep closer to the shepherd and his skillful care under all these adverse circumstances. Today we want to be drawn closer to our Savior in the distresses of life that we face as sheep. The dilemmas, the distresses, the disappointments of the valleys, and the steep pathways call for an intimacy with the shepherd. The great shepherd may lead us beyond our comfort zone, as he so often does, to draw us closer to himself. Paul cried out in Philippians chapter 3, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings. And so what lessons tonight can we learn from the great shepherd as we walk through the valley and the loss of a dear friend, a dear brother? First of all, I believe that the great shepherd wants us to learn the lesson that our present leads to a greater future. Amen? Life's challenges are not dead ends for a Christian. They are thoroughfares on the way to glory. Amen? Discouragement and despair are not uncommon foes of a believer. Yet we must remember in our lowest moments that God desires to bring us higher through them. Life's challenges are the places we grow stronger and closer to the Lord. I have a little book in my library. It's written by a nurse by the name of Nell Collins. My wife took a whole seminar from Nell Collins when she spoke at Fourth Baptist when we came back. Nell Collins was a rebellious young lady. But God got a hold of her heart and turned her heart around. And Nell was willing to do the will of God wherever that might be that he would lead her. Nell Collins developed cancer. And truly, Nell went through the valley of the shadow of death. But God brought her through that valley because he had another task for her. And in that task, he wanted her to be the one who would reach out to those that were suffering and bring them comfort, and even more than bring them comfort, bring them the Savior, the Good Shepherd that they could have in their lives. And so Nell, in the later years of her ministry, became one who would come alongside those that had cancer and bring the gospel message to them and comfort to those that knew Jesus Christ as their Savior. She had a tremendous ministry. In fact, your pastor had some doubts for a while. Did God want me on the mission field or to come alongside Nell Collins? But God so led to the mission field. But she had another friend, and they co-authored a book. And in that book, the name of the book was one that gave great encouragement to those that were suffering. God knows how to overshadow the largest shadows. Even death leads us upward to glory, where the light of the world shines brilliantly. Life's challenges lead us upward as believers. The ways of God lead upward through the valleys of life. And even the modern mountain highways follow the valleys to reach the passes and the traverses on the mountains. And so I would say lesson number one is that our present struggles lead us to a brighter future. Lesson number two, the great shepherd will calm our worst fears of calamity. He will help us to trade our fears for his peace. Isn't it so interesting what I read in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 20? And the God of peace, the God of peace is our great shepherd. because he has come from the grave victorious. You may not see what he sees, but you can always hear what the Good Shepherd says to us from his word. You may stumble and fall, but you can trust him to tenderly lift you up by his grace. You may reach your wit's end, but he knows how to turn the worst into the best. And the Great Shepherd will triumph over all the terror of evil and the rebellion of lost mankind. Certainly, there was a word of comfort that came out of our daughter's life verse, and that's in Isaiah 41:10, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." And so, as we draw close to the Good Shepherd, let us know that we can have peace, even though we may be fearful in this life. Lesson number 3, the Great Shepherd will never abandon us. We can trade our burdens for his presence. He says here, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." The Great Shepherd never runs from danger or overwhelming odds. Folks, when trials come into your life, you can seek to run away from them. You can try to go around, circumvent them. But the best way is to go through those trials with the Good Shepherd, the Great Shepherd. The Great Shepherd has promised to never leave nor forsake us, so that I might boldly say that the Lord is my helper. He is the one constant when everything changes. We have some widows here tonight. They know what Donna has experienced tonight. But the Great Shepherd has not left them. And I see God's peace in their life and his presence that never lets them down. The Great Shepherd is always nearby for those who have placed their trust in him. The Great Shepherd brings confidence because he remains with us in every situation. Lesson number 4. The Great Shepherd will always intervene in time of need. Not only is he with us, but he says, "Thy rod and thy staff comfort me." The rod and the staff are the shepherd's tools. When our children attended Fourth Baptist Christian School, their yearbook was always called "The Rod and the Staff." The rod has a couple purposes. One is that it is there as an instrument of protection. The rod, like a club, was used to defend against wild beasts and snakes and other predators, and the shepherd could wield that club in such a fashion that it had deadly accuracy to destroy the enemy. Certainly, it was an extension of the shepherd's hand. It was his authority. And certainly, we're thankful that he has the rod. It was also an instrument of examination. The sheep would pass under the rod in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 37. The psalmist would also say in Psalm 139, verse 23 and verse 24, he would say there, "Search me, O God." That was what the rod would do, the sheep's condition, its cleanliness. The rod would bring to light diseases and defects and wounds as the shepherd examined the wool. Wool is a picture of pride and self-life and self-assertion. And too often, God's sheep put on a front that everything is all right when it really isn't, and a remedy needs to be applied. Aren't you thankful that the great shepherd knows the exact remedy for people? Sometimes, as an under-shepherd, I feel at loss to try and figure out what is it that's bugging my sheep sometimes. But God knows better than I do. The need of direction came from the staff. The staff gently presses against the side of the sheep to direct and to reassure, this is the right way. All the way my Savior leads me, Fanny Crosby would say. Even through her years of blindness, she didn't need a cane, she needed a staff. And she found it in her shepherd. Certainly, the Spirit of God knows how to draw us into fellowship and to tell us that we belong to Him, that He assures us that we are on the right path, and He knows how to comfort us. And so tonight, perhaps you are in a valley that I don't know about tonight. Or maybe we will be in a valley tomorrow morning that we do not know about today. And when we are, let us never forget that the great shepherd is with us. He will bring us through the valleys. Praise God. Amen. Our present will turn into a greater future. He will calm our greatest fears. Our fears can be turned to peace. And then He has promised that He would never leave us. Oh, to know that we are not alone, but we have His presence. And then, as we have just said, to know that He is there when we are vulnerable. We have a vulnerability as sheep, but He is our security both today and forever. Heavenly Father, thank You for Your Son, who is our great shepherd. Thank You that He is our great high priest, who can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. And to give us grace and mercy in time of need. And so, Father, I pray that You would imprint upon our minds tonight the importance of walking daily with the great shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's take our